and set their battle in array in the place where they put themselves in array the first day. So the men encouraged themselves. They encouraged each other, which is what we should all do. We shouldn't be tearing each other down. We should encourage one another. And lastly, if you look over in 1 Samuel 30, verse 6. It says, "And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God." So we should encourage ourselves, right? I mean, sometimes you can't rely on someone else to just be there to give you that word of encouragement. So he says we encourage ourselves through our own power, right? He says he encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. So he looked to the Lord, he looked to God for encouragement. And that's what we can all do. We should all look to God for encouragement, to encourage ourselves and encourage one another and to encourage our pastor. The third thing that I want to look at is in verse 7. Which says, "Keep thee far from a false matter, and the innocent and righteous slay thou not, for I will not justify the wicked." It says, "Keep ye far from a false matter." He says, just tell the truth, man. Just don't lie. Why shouldn't we lie? Why should we tell the truth? If you look in Ephesians 4, verse 25, it kind of gives you little explanation. It says, "Wherefore, putting away lying, and speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another." It tells you clearly, put away lying, don't lie. Just speak the truth. Why? Because we're all members one of another. We're all the same. We all rely on each other. But why else? Why else? Well, if you look over in John 8, verse 32. Pretty good explanation, pretty good reason why we shouldn't lie. Jesus says himself, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Lying just holds you down. It bonds you. It's just like putting yourself in jail when you lie. Where he says, "The truth shall set you free." I know a guy. Talk about lying. I know a guy I work with. He's just a pathological liar. He lies all the time about everything. I remember he went on vacation last year. He came back from vacation the next week. I asked him, I said, "Hey, how was your vacation?" He said, "Oh, I had a good one." I said, did you do anything fun?" He said, "Yeah, I went to the beach." I said, "Oh, just for a couple of days?" "Oh, no, me and my girlfriend, we went down for the whole week." I said, "Oh, that's cool." And his uncle works with me too. He was sitting in the same room. The guy walked out, and his uncle looked at me. He said, "Boy, that was funny. He was just over at my house on Thursday getting a swing set." I said, "Why would he even lie?" He said, "He'd lie whenever the truth would do just fine." You think why some people might lie, I know kids lie whenever they don't want to get their butts paddled or get in trouble. And I know guys that lie just because they don't want to get in trouble. They're afraid as they broke something, they say, "Whoa, I didn't do it," it doesn't do you any good. The truth always comes out. Something else is to be kind. We should be kind to one another. In 2 Chronicles 10:7, it talks about being kind to one another, you know. Let me look back here. It says, and they spake unto him, saying, if thou be kind to this people, and please him, and speak good words to them, they will be thy servants forever. You know, kindness, it can lead to some strong friendships. Whenever someone's down, and someone's hurting, you know, sometimes a kind word is all it needs to make a really strong bond. And it's been said that, especially in the teens and young adults that commit suicide, that they said that a lot of times if just one person would have given them a kind word or just said something nice to them, just showed some sort of interest, that would have saved their life. So it's proven even to this day that just being kind is can save lives even. In Ephesians 4:32, it just says, clearly says, Jesus says, be kind one to another. Why should we be kind? Because Jesus told us to. What was that? That's 30 minutes now, right? But as we finish out this evening, though, I just want to remember, I just want all of us to remember some of those, the do's of Christianity, if you could say that. Let's not just remember the commandments that tell us what we shouldn't do or what not to do, but let's remember some of those commandments that tell us how to act to one another and how to treat one another. I think if we as Christians did that and could convince those that we work with that might not be to do the same, that the world would definitely turn around and be a little bit better place. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you again for this day, Lord. We thank you for this time. Lord, we thank you for who you are, Lord, for being that one true God that's always there for us, day and night. Always there to listen to us, Lord. Always there to help us. Lord, we just praise you and thank you for sending your Son to die on that cross for us, Lord. Lord, for giving us what we didn't have, even when we didn't deserve it, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for keeping the weather away from us, Lord, so that we could have service tonight, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you again for this time of fellowship and gathering that we have, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let's bow our heads, close our eyes for just a few more minutes tonight. Three very simple truths, and yet sometimes three very hard truths to live out tonight. Help your enemies. Man, I tell you, that can be tough sometimes, can it? It can be real hard. And yet, that's what the Scripture tells us we're supposed to do. Help your enemies. Don't beat your friends down. When they do wrong, don't hold it over their head. And then tell the truth. Three really simple truths, yet I'm telling you probably three of the most difficult truths to put into practice. I was talking to a preacher friend Friday on the phone, and he was sharing with me a situation that somebody had brought to his attention. And he said, I'm not sure why they brought it to my attention. He said, I think they just want to sling mud at the person. I said, well, you're probably right. I said, it happened a year ago and they're just telling you about it now. You know, why would they wait a year? And what had transpired is the preacher had called this man on the carpet. And so in order to try to help himself look better, he thought, well, I'll just tell him what this person did. Just what he wanted to do is just beat the person down for something they did a year ago. You know, we can all be guilty of doing that, though, can't we? Whether it was a year ago, 2 years ago, 10 years ago, or 2 weeks ago. We're pretty good sometimes at really being critical toward others. That comes natural, but it takes supernatural not to be that way. And then just tell the truth. Exodus there said just to avoid those lies and those falsehoods. And again, telling the truth sometimes can be hard to do, but necessary to do. Kevin's had that message planned, I think, since December. And that's God's honest truth. December got pushed off to January. January got pushed off to February. And February got pushed off till tonight. But all the way back in December, God had given Kevin these thoughts from his word. And tonight, you know where you stand with all three of these matters. You know where your heart is on all of them. And tonight, if God has challenged you, why don't you just say, God, would you help me deal with that challenge? Maybe you got that enemy, and I know we don't like to think of people as enemies, but maybe you got that person maybe it's a lost person at work you just have a hard time getting along with. Why don't you say, God, would you help me to be kind to that person at work that I'm struggling getting along with? Maybe tonight it's the other two areas. You just say, God, would you just help me in those areas, whatever it is. Sometimes as husbands, we can unfortunately beat down our wives. They mess up once a year, and we remind them about it all year long. Why do we have to do that? Or wives, sometimes we men mess up. And it's like, okay, I messed up, but please don't remind me about it the rest of my life. Amen. Just let it go. And then, again, the issue of just speaking the truth. Just let it be. You know your heart tonight. You know where it is with God. And if God has challenged you tonight, if God has spoken to you, take a few moments right there where you are tonight and just ask God to help you in whatever way that you need his help, his strength, his wisdom in tonight. We'll just take a few moments of quietness.